Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily, and there are so many reasons to celebrate today. Can you just take a moment and celebrate with me? I'm so excited. This is the very last episode that we are going to be releasing for 2023. We have all gotten through the year. We had our ups, we had our downs. Hopefully we've all made some sort of progress, but here we are at the end of 2023. We're entering a new year, and this is also episode 100 for our podcast. And I am just so excited about this because not only has this podcast helped thousands of different people, not only have from a business standpoint, have the numbers been going up consistently? Not only do I see a lot of people being helped in their personal lives, not only have I gotten great feedback, wonderful reviews, but also, this is going to sound so silly, but I just hope you can relate. Also, I'm just celebrating the fact that we did it. Like me with my ADHD brain and my busy family life and everything else that I have going on. And Ashley, my co-host, I know she's only able to record once in a while, but she has so much going on in her life. She has her ADHD that she's managing also. Like the odds seem stacked up against us that this podcast would ever go anywhere. It just seemed like it would fizzle out, that we would stop trying, that it wouldn't work, that no one would listen to it, etc. But here we are, episode 100. It's making a difference in the lives of the people. It's still going strong. We have no intentions of shutting it down anytime in the near future. It is incredible. And I just want you to take a moment to celebrate that with me. I also want to celebrate you because here you are showing up. Maybe you're not even listening to this in December. It doesn't even matter. Whenever you're listening to it, whatever time of year, you are here. You're showing up. You bothered to push play on an episode that's going to help you out in your parenting journey. And I could not be more thrilled to have you here. There is so much worth celebrating. And that's actually what we're going to talk about today. Now, I was just celebrating some really, really, really huge things. But one thing that I've noticed that's made an incredible difference for me and my family and in the families of many, many clients that I've worked with is celebrating the small wins. It is definitely worth celebrating the big ones too. Don't get me wrong. Celebrating the fact that we just hit 100 episodes, that we're here at the end of 2024, that you're showing up, like definitely worth celebrating those huge wins. But this smaller win, like it kind of seems like a smaller win that you decided to push play on this podcast episode. But what if we celebrate that? Do you know that celebrating the small wins not only feels good, but it actually helps us make really good progress in our parenting journey? Okay, let's delve into why. I researched a bit of the science on this, and I'm super excited to share it with you because I really do feel like, yeah, we don't all need to go and become neuroscientists or whatever, but understanding the why behind things really helps me want to implement them. And it also helps me make sense of things. Like, I hope this isn't a TMI thing, but 98% of our listeners are women. You know, many of us have menstruation. And could you imagine if we didn't understand why that happened every month or so? Like, oh, yet we're okay to just kind of understand why our emotions are happening or why our children's emotions are happening. I mean, to just let them happen and not understand the why. It's more common to not understand what's going on, but I feel more empowered every time I understand the why behind it. So let's delve a little bit into the science here. Okay. So dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's in our brain. It's a commonly heard of one. If you haven't heard of it, it's fine. But basically, it's this chemical that our brain releases that is like a reward. It's linked to pleasure. It's linked to feeling really good. It's that reward system in our brain. When we celebrate, even if it's something small, we're going to get a release of dopamine. And do you know what's awesome? This is why I promote community. Well, one of many, many reasons that I promote communities. When you go in and celebrate with someone else, like whenever one of our emotionally healthy families, parents goes and shares a win in our community and someone else comes and comments on it or celebrates with them, your brain also gets a dose of dopamine. It also releases rewards. So you're releasing all of these pleasurable feeling, all of these reward chemicals in your brain that are related to you making progress. And even if it's someone else making progress, your brain still associates it with making progress in parenting. So this is definitely a positive reinforcement for you. It strengthens neuropathways in your brain, which makes those, like even the small behaviors, much more likely to occur. Let's give some examples here. So something seemingly small that is a personal win that I've had lately. So far I've had two separate guests on this podcast with tips on how to help us at mealtimes. And there's a reason. That's one of the hardest things in my parenting journey at the moment. I'm really grateful that I've overcome a lot of the other hard things like public meltdowns, tantrums, grocery shopping with kids, things that used to be so hard are a lot easier. And that's great. And I'm still figuring out this mealtimes thing. And I've promised my members, I'll tell you too, as I figure it out, I'm going to tell how I'm figuring it out. I'm going to help you, or I'm going to invite you to be a part of this journey with me. So a small win is the fact that I have now figured out how I can show up in a good mood at mealtimes, even if my kids aren't coming to the table when I ask, even if I'm feeling really hungry, even if it's a bit chaotic in my house, even if they're not staying at the table to eat, even if they're wiping food on their clothes or spilling food on the table and ground, even if all of the other things are happening, I'm now like 95, 98% of the time, I'm showing up happy to those meals. And I'm showing up with the kind of energy that I want to. And it's so easy for my brain to say like, yeah, but there's still all the other chaotic things going on at your mealtime. And you're supposed to be the expert. And come on, why don't you have this figured out yet? And get it together and whatever. Sometimes it even goes down the whole rabbit hole of like, you should just close your business and stop trying to help people when you're not perfect yourself. And I get it. I just have decided to not give those thoughts the limelight, which is another small win. And I've decided to celebrate the small wins. Small win. I showed up happy and with a good energy to dinner, even though my kids weren't bringing that energy to the dinner. Oh my goodness. What an incredible win. And the more that I celebrate the fact that I'm doing that small thing, the more likely it's going to be that I'm going to continue doing that small thing. And the more that I continue celebrating the fact that I'm making progress in having more enjoyable family meals for dinner, particularly, the more that I celebrate the fact that I'm making progress in that, the more that I'm going to want to continue to make progress because my brain is sending out that reward signal. It's sending out that reinforcing that behavior. Right? And it's more likely that I'm going to continue to make that progress, even on the subconscious level. I'm going to want to do it because I'm going to want that dopamine because that dopamine is going to come, but I have to consciously celebrate the small wins to get that dopamine. Does this make sense? Okay. It's also important to know that having more dopamine can actually enhance not just the likelihood that we'll do it again, but it enhances our learning. It enhances our motivation. And if, like me or like my children, you or your kids are neurodivergent, sometimes we actually have less dopamine naturally in our brains. So it's particularly strong for us. So we can apply this not just for celebrating our own wins, but the small wins with our children. For example, one of my children is very resistant to brushing teeth at night. And in particular is very resistant to staying in the bathroom, staying in one place and paying attention to the teeth brushing. So if we can get them to brush their teeth, often they're like wanting to wander around the house or read a book and they're not really paying attention. They're just kind of chewing the toothbrush on the same three molars. And it's not the best for oral hygiene. And it's probably not the best practice in general. You know, when it comes time to spit, they're either swallowing it or it's drooling down their shirt or it's like getting on the counter on the way to the sink. So it's not the best thing that we have going on in our house. But instead of waiting to celebrate until my child is successfully and independently able to go to the bathroom, put the toothpaste on the toothbrush without making a mess on the counter, put the lid back on the toothpaste, put the toothpaste back in the container, brush their teeth in the bathroom while paying attention and doing a good job and rinsing out the toothpaste well and rinsing all their spit out of the sink after they do it and putting their toothbrush back into the toothbrush holder. That's a lot to wait to celebrate. When you break it down into all of the micro steps, that's a lot. If I'm waiting until my child's executing all of that perfectly, I am missing out on so many opportunities to celebrate my child. One of my kids, I am just focusing right now on celebrating the fact that they can put the toothpaste on their own toothbrush without making a huge mess and putting an appropriate amount on the toothbrush. That's it. That's all I'm celebrating right now. And once that becomes consistent, then I'll celebrate putting the lid back on the toothbrush. Then I'll celebrate staying in the bathroom. Like, do you see, I can break apart all of the micro steps of brushing their teeth and choose just one thing. And I'm going to celebrate that with them because that's going to reinforce that behavior. It's going to increase my dopamine levels of parenting. Like, yes, this is great. There's things to celebrate in my parenting. It's going to increase my child's dopamine levels because they are going to get the reward for doing that small thing. It's going to make it much more likely that they'll continue to do it. It doesn't mean that they'll continually instantly start to do it forever, beginning now, right? But it's going to increase that likelihood. It's also going to just make it a lot more fun. So something that is a challenge has this fun moment in it because I'm taking time to celebrate with them. We're lowering our stress level. We're increasing our enjoyment. Can you see all of the reasons that I really should celebrate with my child? The fact that they just put toothpaste on their toothbrush without getting a mess on the counter. Or maybe your child, I have another kid that has some more difficulty surrounding independence. And so just putting the toothpaste on their own toothbrush, period, might be something I could celebrate with them. I'm kind of thinking on the spot here with you. And I don't have to celebrate like every single small one, every single day, all day. But I think if we're intentionally looking and planning to celebrate more, right? Or at least a few, or you can decide how many you want. I want to celebrate 5 micro wins today with my child, or 10 or whatever, or every, I want to make sure that I'm finding a micro win every hour, whatever it is. You can decide, but just including more of celebrating the micro wins is going to help you out. It's going to help your child out. And so we're also increasing the pleasure surrounding teeth brushing in general in that example. Once we've mastered that, at least more, then I can move on to helping them focus on like putting the lid back on it maybe, or rinsing it off, or getting all of the spit out of, you know, rinsing the spit out of the sink so it doesn't just sit there and dry on. You probably did not want that visual, but come on, if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. In any case, this idea of celebrating the small wins has been so incredibly helpful in my parenting. I really hope it's incredible in your parenting. So here are some examples of small wins that we can celebrate for ourselves. Then I'm going to give you some small wins that you can celebrate with your child. Okay, so these are examples either from my own life or from clients or just general ideas of what I can imagine some of us being able to work towards and celebrate. I took 5 minutes to breathe and reset my nervous system on a rather hectic day. I was able to stay calm during my child's meltdown. That might be a huge win. I was able to stay calm for 2 minutes of my child's meltdown. You know, we can celebrate the micro wins too. I was able to show up happy for bedtime, for my child's bedtime routine, instead of showing up stressed and worn out. I spent 3 minutes tackling that doom pile in my room. The doom pile might still be there. Actually, it is. This is apparently a personal example. It's still there, but I spent 3 minutes tackling it and I made progress. Or maybe another one could be tonight when I took off my dirty socks. They got into the hamper instead of being tossed on the floor. Micro win, micro win. And I love the idea when you do that and you're celebrating, you could even do an identity shift. We talked about this in the Emotionally Healthy Family Summit that I hosted last summer. One of the guest speakers, Maria Hendershot, and I discussed this. I could just putting my dirty socks in the laundry and then going, yes, look at me. I am becoming the type of person that puts her dirty clothes away right away. Right? So I don't have to wait until I'm doing it for everything all the time. I can just celebrate when I'm doing it for the small things. And I can celebrate a shift in identity. I'm becoming the kind of person. Ooh, look at me. I just had an extremely nutritious lunch. Okay, there. Look at me. I am becoming the kind of person that remembers to focus on gratitude. And maybe I would say that to myself after spending time to jot down three things that I'm grateful for before bed, or spending time to send a text to my husband to tell him three things he did today or that he does in general that I'm grateful for. And as I celebrate that, it's going to shift me into seeing myself more as a grateful person. And it's going to encourage me to do that more often. Okay, now some examples for our children. I gave so many examples with toothbrush. What if you have a kid that is more resistant for helping out with chores or things around the house? What if you find them putting a book away and you didn't ask them? You can totally celebrate that. Or if they put the book on the couch instead of the floor. Yes, you did not put that book on the floor. You put it somewhere much safer. Amazing. Look at you. You're becoming a child that puts the books away. Yes. Okay. And now, can we take that book and move it to the bookshelf? Awesome. Look at you. You just moved the book into the bookshelf. You're becoming a child that knows how to keep the books safe so that they last a lot longer. Maybe you notice your child says please or thank you. Maybe you even prompt them to say please or thank you, and then they say it. Praise them for it. Now, you can go overboard. Some of my kids might be like, ugh, mom, stop praising me. So you might have to find different ways to do it or different energy levels to match them. But I really do believe that focusing on celebrating those small wins, and honestly, if your child wants you to take a break from celebrating with them, if you just celebrate it yourself, it's going to change the way you're seeing your child. It's going to change your perspective. It's going to change the way you're showing up. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me today. I would love to hear more examples of the small wins that you're celebrating, either for yourself, your child, your family in general. I'd love to hear them. Come find me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm the same handle both places, Enlightening Motherhood. Or you can come to enlighteningmotherhood.com and send me a message. I really would love to hear from you. And I can't wait to hear how this helps you and your family. Okay, if you're listening to this when it's released, I hope you have an amazing end to 2023. If you're listening to it in 2024 or beyond, happy New Year or happy whatever time of year. I still hope that you're able to implement this and that you find it helpful. Okay, have a beautiful week. Bye. As a parent, I know how challenging it can be when our kids struggle with anger. That's why I'm so excited to have created something for families like ours. It's practical, it's helpful, and it's only $9. Super thrilled to offer you the Anger Management for Kids Resource Bundle. The collection of resources and activities, think videos, games, social stories, worksheets, and more that I put together to help our children navigate their emotions, particularly their anger. I'm all about fostering emotional intelligence and helping our children learn healthy ways to manage their anger in ways that are fun and enjoyable and increase our connection with our child. So for just $9, less than the cost of a family meal out, you can empower your child and bring a whole new level of understanding and calm to your family life. Join me and many other families in this journey. You can purchase it for just $9 at emotionallyhealthyfamilies.com/ emotionallyintelligentkids.com/kidsanger. Or if you're already a member of Emotionally Intelligent Kids, you can get this for free. I'm so happy that you're walking this path of nurturing emotionally healthy families with me.